ParaX Radio, your source for everything paranormal and beyond.
The views and opinions expressed by the host and its guests do not necessarily reflect those of ParaX Radio Network, its affiliates, its sponsors, or Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Paranormal Encounters podcast series is educational, entertaining, and intriguing. Be careful what you wish for.
Careful what you wish for. Ever get that feeling that something might be hanging around?
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. The producer and host of this series is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. She will be joining you shortly. Before we meet Dr. Schutz, let me give you some background about her. She is a published author and academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast, who holds 4 advanced degrees in the area of higher education and applied communications, with a secondary interest in parapsychology and life-after-death issues. Dr. Schutz travels to haunted locations all over the United States and Europe, seeking out situations to investigate. A sensitive intuitive, Dr. Schutz has had numerous experiences with the paranormal since the age of 9, with her most frightening and recent experience being an oval-shaped floor-length mirror cycling around in front of her in a haunted room she had stayed in. She has photographed apparitions in a screened window, been kicked up into the air, been sat on, choked, put into a trance, attacked, and continuously sought out by the unknown who want to share a message with her. From her personal experiences and in interviewing others, she has written nearly 100 illustrated stories in her book series entitled Paranormal Encounters. The Paranormal Encounters podcast series will initiate with Dr. Schutz first discussing a variety of interesting topics, as well as her personal experiences that will evolve into other segments for your interest, enjoyment, and education. Each podcast episode will be approximately 45 minutes long. Dr. Schutz welcomes your questions and comments. How to contact her or ways to order her books will be mentioned at the end of this podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Paranormal Encounters podcast series as published by Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz, your producer and host of this show. I have an interesting show for you this evening. This show is dedicated to the haunts within and outside of Las Vegas. At the end of this July, I will be heading out to Vegas in the hopes that I'll have the opportunity to visit Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum, a depository for unusual and haunted items. I have attempted to reach out to him and his staff to share what I captured outside of his museum last year in August on the side of his building. A very large mist. However, he and his staff appear to be very busy right now trying to get this museum up and running, so no responses. I asked if I could talk about my experience as a visitor to his museum on my podcast show, and of course, no responses. So I'm not going to say I'm taking that as a yes. However, if anything, I'm giving him good advertising. I hope the museum is open in July, as I would like to attempt to see if I can experience anything paranormal. I seem to attract a lot of paranormal entities around me in my life, so therefore I am going to assume the answer is going to be probably yes. However, what I'm not looking forward to, of course, is anything overly demonic. That, unfortunately, I cannot handle very well. Well, enough of that. Before I forget, let me remind you that subscribing to this program is absolutely free, giving you the opportunity to be notified of my future episodes as I upload them. So don't forget to play, download, and of course, like the show. Before we get into our main topic, let me also remind you that I have 7 books on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble, true stories about 100 different situations I have encountered for the past 40-some years. On Amazon, just type in Paranormal Encounters into the search bar and look on the first few pages. The books contain true stories of what I have experienced with beautifully illustrated sketches and pictures, and of course, helping you to live the experience with me. If you would like to view my book covers and their descriptions, go to my website at www.paranormaluniversalpress.com. That's www.paranormaluniversalpress.com. So, let's get started. Here is what is on the agenda for this episode. In segment 1, Paranormal Topics, the topic for this week will be The Ghosts of Las Vegas. Segment 2, Beyond the Grave. A voice talent will share a story about how an entity attached itself to me, leaving me standing in a shower in a trance in my hotel room. Segment 3, called Ghosts in the News. A voice talent will report an interesting news story about an unexplained ghostly encounter about a family who was terrorized by no other than a blue-eyed doll. Segment 4, a very popular segment called Maynard and Mildred. This comedic show will enlighten your day by putting a smile on your face as Maynard continues to be picked on by Mildred, his ghost friend. And segment 5, a new segment called Life Beyond Death. As narrated by a voice talent, we'll share yet another story about a ghostly encounter within the paranormal parameter of what other but the Las Vegas Strip. Stay tuned. If you have a story you would like to share, please write to my email account at krschutz1@yahoo.com. That's krschutz1@yahoo.com. Before we get started on the first segment, let's have a word from this podcast series sponsor.
Donate. Simply click the button that says Donate on the podcast page located on the right-hand side to contribute to this program. We appreciate your willingness to pay it forward.
Thank you.
This segment is called Paranormal Topics. The topic for discussion will be the ghosts of Las Vegas. This is the intriguing portion of the podcast. It has been reported by researchers that Las Vegas could well be the suicide capital of America, perhaps even the world, with many deaths occurring in unsuspecting hotels and its surrounding areas. According to Michelle Trudeau, who wrote the article entitled Las Vegas, the Suicide Capital of America, dated December 10, 2008, she states that in Las Vegas, the odds of dying by suicide are strikingly high with residents and visitors alike. The reason, of course, unknown. Just seems to be an odd attraction to those wanting to be in the last stomping ground of their untimely death and life. In fact, in a study published in the Journal of Social Sciences and Medicine, the odds are twice as high as in the rest of the country. In retrospect, Las Vegas, historically, has a suicide rate of about one suicide per day. On a more interesting side note, I have traveled to Las Vegas, myself, many times over the past several years. I stay usually in a fairly upscale hotel, but it wouldn't really matter. It wouldn't matter what hotel I stayed in. I usually stay there alone. It has been my own observation that during some of these times, when I order room service, that the wait staff appear curious of me and wonder why I am there alone. Of course, my answer is, I'm here to write. After all, why would a middle-aged woman come to Las Vegas just to write in her room? Rarely leaving, and orders room service. The answer to this question lies in one simple truth. It's a place I have peace and quiet with my full concentration on what I'm doing. My getaway, not always my simple pleasure. What would you think with all my papers spread out on my desk, a computer, my looking like I haven't slept in 5 days, and rarely leaving my room, that the suspicions as to why I am there would satisfy maybe even the least and most curious. There to write? Who comes to Las Vegas just to write? Well, I hate to have to tell you this, but I do. 7 books later, and I thank those quiet moments and getaways for allowing me to focus. Now let's move into some reports of alleged hauntings. These reports were made by those tour guides when I had taken haunted tours and, of course, took as careful notes as possible. Let's start with the first one, Westgate Las Vegas Hotel, formerly known as the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel and before that International Hotel. In fact, I'm not even 100% sure it's still named the Westgate, but I'm going with that for now. It had been reported that Elvis, famous singer and actor, still remains there. He had performed to more than 2.5 million fans at the International Las Vegas Hilton from July 1969 to his death 1977. Barry Manilow, well-known singer of the 1970s and beyond, who was contracted to perform at the Las Vegas Hilton for a number of years, stayed on the secluded top floor of the hotel, as did Elvis. Manilow, who had commented on PBS television show in 2015, stated when promoting and the purchase of his music that he had actually seen Elvis roaming the top floor of the Las Vegas Hilton when he had stayed there. Many people alleged to see, hear, and sense Elvis in several locations within the hotel, including the showroom. Red Fox's former home. The former Red Fox's home is located on Eastern Avenue near Hacienda Avenue. Red Fox, who starred in the television series Sanford and Sons, once lived in the building, formerly his home, where Shannon Day Realty is or was located in the mid-1990s to the early 2000s. Could still be there also as of this writing. Speculation remains that Fox still haunts the building because he was angry and that he lost the property due to back taxes. He had owed approximately $1 million in taxes when the IRS foreclosed upon his homes and well as taking his personal effects to repay his debt. It was mentioned during the haunted tour that on occasion, loud pool parties could be heard behind the house, even though the pool has remained drained and dry, by the way, for several years. Some objects inside the home have moved due to pranks. During other times, objects have been flung across the room, a sign of his moodiness. Now let's go a little bit down the strip, shall we, to the Stratosphere Casino and Hotel. A young man is often seen going up the escalator within the casino area around midnight to 2 a.m. to residually prepare himself to jump off one of the top floors that he had access to outside, falling to his death. The man fell through a McDonald's restaurant that was just below, landing inside onto a fryer. Now you might ask me, was the fryer on at the time or not? I'm not sure, I can't answer that, but you can only imagine if it was on. A residual haunting means a continuous playback of the moment, and I've heard reports over the years that once in a while, during the right conditions, he will make his way up that escalator. Riviera Casino and Hotel. This historic and what was once one of the few existing casinos of age closed to the public in May of 2015. It had been televised and reported by Ghost Adventures, a haunted television show, that a young woman took her life by jumping off one of the highest floors in the building from a balcony, landing onto the concrete slab below. It was reported she bounced about 6 feet into the air before succumbing to her death. Her spirit was reported and has been reported being seen and heard. All right, let's go to another section here. The Shadowlands Paranormal website. These are just some casinos reported by them to be haunted. And I would assume that they also perhaps did their research on this, as well as perhaps many, many investigations. So let's go with what we have here. The Bellagio Casino and Hotel, formerly the Dunes Hotel and Casino. In 1993, before the closing and implosion of the dunes, cold spots were reported throughout many of its main areas and towers. After hours, on the top floor in a lounge area, a blue glow was seen and voices of people heard when no one was around. It is unknown if the hauntings continue, since new construction of the Bellagio placed the building right on top where the cold spots had been. In other words, what happens with cold spots there? If the entities are still active, I don't think having a building on top of where these cold spots were would stop the entities from being able to travel through the building. However, there are also reports that when orbs or energy is captured and perhaps blocked behind concrete or very solid stone structures, that it is also very possible that these cold spots or entities have been locked into place. Let's go on over to Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino. On a graveyard shift, a cocktail waitress went into the ladies' room just down the escalator in the Forum Casino and noticed the faucets were turning on and off by themselves. When she went to put her hands underneath one of the faucets, or one of them that were going on and off, and I guess several of them were doing this, it had completely stopped. So what does that mean? I'm not quite sure. Of course, people can say they've perhaps malfunctioned or whatnot. I've seen this myself before, where I've seen faucets go on and off, with unexplained circumstances, and I didn't necessarily think it was paranormal at the time, but if this one felt creepy enough to be paranormal, then chances are likely I'm going with this one, then it probably was paranormal. She was in the restroom alone. That's another thing that I always bring up on some of my podcasts. It usually happens when you're most distracted, alone. You could be with somebody, but they're looking the other way, and then something happens. So it always seems to happen when a person is by themselves. Here's another one, Circus Circus. perhaps the oldest casino that remains on the Strip as of this writing, is Circus Circus. Loud cries for help have been heard in the poker room, in the bathrooms at night, and also in rooms 123, 230, 576, and 203. Screams of bloody murder can be heard. A 76-year-old man who had worked at the casino for nearly 20 years stated three people were killed in the kitchen on the same night, so they suspect that three of these entities are hanging around. A lady who stayed in room 123 shot herself and her little boy's brains out. Now that is really sad. They are reported to be haunting the place looking for her husband slash his father. A curse that if anyone with the name of the father, Robert, who has black hair, is murdered and hung from the ceiling. I wouldn't want to be named Robert, I guess, going into Circus Circus, or most importantly, staying in one of these rooms. The Excalibur! On the 10th floor, as you walk down the hallway, it feels as though someone is following you, hovering around you, and then whispers into your ear. All I want whispered into my ear in a casino is what machine should I be sitting at and how much should I put in at the time. All right, let's go to the Flamingo Hotel and Casino. This landmark building, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, that remains on the Strip, is haunted by its founding father, Bugsy Siegel. A memorial tombstone commemorating him is found in the back by the pool area. Late at night, people have reported seeing his apparition there. A cleaning lady quit after seeing him on the fifth floor. His mistress, sorry, I forgot her name, is also reported to be hanging around there with him. Let me remind you again that hauntings just don't occur every day. The conditions have to be right. The energy level in the air has to be right. And it just seems like sometimes things have to fall in place. If they're residual hauntings or anniversary hauntings, in other words, they come back, you know, without intelligence, or they come back, show themselves, and leave because of certain things in the conditions of the environment. That also helps to manifest some of these individuals who haven't necessarily left Las Vegas. Another one. Let's go to the Luxor, shall we? Luxor Hotel and Casino. There were two incidences reported here. Two construction workers while building the pyramid are reported to have died during its construction. Due to the circumstances surrounding their death and difficulty of the retrieval of their dead bodies, they were entombed within the concrete that supports the building. It has been reported on more than one occasion that during the boat ride that people could take to entertain themselves within the building, bringing them through a tunnel intended to be calming and romantic, that some would feel their shoulders being tapped or brushed up against while their boat was moving through this tunnel. It is unknown if the boat ride remains active to date. I cannot remember if they had shut that down. Incident number two. A young woman haunts a portion of the building, especially the first four floors where she had jumped to her death from a balcony landing on top of the food buffet station in the restaurant. And from my understanding, that moment was pretty gross. Anyway, she follows people down the hallway. All right, let's go over to the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. During the last shift, 12 to 8 a.m., it was reported the figure of a body indentation was seen lying on someone's bed. Most women who clean the rooms in the Emerald Tower hold rosary beads as they walk down the hallways. The Mirage. It is reported that bathrooms by Danny Gahn's theater showcase showroom are haunted. So the bathrooms are haunted in the Mirage. The automatic faucets in those restrooms go on and off without explanation. Sounds like they like to play a lot with these faucets around there, or someone who put in the plumbing didn't do a very good job. These occurrences happen late at night and, of course, when someone's in the bathroom by themselves. A cleaning lady holds her rosary as she passes the area. It is rumored that a wall fell down on construction workers when the building was being constructed. I'm not sure if this casino is still active. I think so. I'm not positive. Suncoast. Several reports of hearing footsteps in one of the bathroom stalls. The faucet assumed not to be automatic. Not to be automatic. Would turn itself on by itself. Ah, what is up with these faucets? Tropicana Hotel and Casino. It is not known if this object exists at the entrance at the face of the building, but the building had a makeover within the last 10 years, and up until that time when visitors would enter the Tropicana building, they would notice a large tiki mask face and would touch it. They would report thereafter of getting either a terrible purple rash on their hands, body, and arms. Those taking pictures in front of this mask reported a strange purple haze or smoke-like haze in their pictures after they had them developed. Now, I'm not really sure that's in front of there anymore. I do know they did a makeover of that, the outside of the building, well, within the last 5 to 7 years. However, purple, I'm not quite sure about that. Here's one reported by the news reporter. We're now going to the M Resort. That one, by the way, is located on the other side of the strip, just about a couple miles out of town. Henry Breen, news reporter for the Las Vegas Review Journal, posted an article online dated April 6, 2015, describing the details about a local man who put a gun to his head and killed himself within the M Resort buffet area on Easter due to being banned from the buffet. Prior to his death, the man had filled a box full of complaints and cursed several women he believed wronged him who worked at the buffet that he had showered them with gifts and unwanted attention. That was since 2010. The story behind this gentleman is that he won a free buffet there for the rest of his life. But what went wrong here is that as he would take advantage of eating at that buffet, he started getting friendly with some of the waitresses who were probably friendly to him to begin with. And of course, that just went and got out of line. And then eventually what happened was he got banned, and he didn't like that. In his final angry message to the world about that incident, he blamed the suicide on depression that set in after, again, awarded him free meals at the buffet for life, then banned him in 2013 for harassing some of the women working there. Looks to me like, when did he kill himself? While he was at the buffet area preparing to kill himself, the firefighters were in the parking resort's garage extinguishing his car that he, I think, set on fire. Discovered to be his vehicle. So he set his car on fire, turned around, went in there, was ready to basically shoot himself, blah, 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 killed himself right at the place that he was most disgruntled by. 1 month prior to his committing suicide, his mother had passed away. 3 weeks prior, he was completely banned from the resort. Read the entire story on the internet about him. It's actually quite interesting. Basically, it says mental health experts say high-profile public suicides like this are rare and troubling because they often receive media coverage that can glamorize self-destructive behavior and lead to copycat deaths. The remaining question is, with this man being so angry in his final days at M Resort, will his soul remain there, cursing those he felt wronged them or wronged him? You know, he wronged them, and in turn now, you know, did they wrong him and all that. Let's go to our ghostly experience on the strip to kind of wrap up our mini segment of this. All right, but let me first add a disclaimer here. All haunted accounts are alleged until debunked. As I indicated at the beginning of the segment, I travel to Las Vegas at least 2 to 3 times a year for various reasons and have done so since the early 1980s. Casino hotels draw many lonely and depressed individuals. Some simply chose these hotels to be their final destination in life. Las Vegas, in my opinion, has the right environmental elements surrounding it, such as metals in the desert, sand and dirt, bright lit days, and of course, people's energies, as well as all the energy that they expend into the air from all of these casinos. These earthly elements absorb a vast amount of never-ending energy, thus allowing the deceased to manifest in ways more difficult to do so in other places. So, what can I say? For myself, I've had a few incidents. I've had a few inside and outside, okay? But one of the things that's most apparent to me is that it's a very, very appealing place for many to end their life, and many want to go down in a place, I don't know, that's for some reason provides them with glamour, intrigue, a sense of power, but it all stems from also perhaps being lonely, depressed, and of course, who wouldn't want to end their final days in a place that has absolute interest and beauty around them. Here ends the podcast for today. Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 2, otherwise known as Beyond the Grave. In this segment, a voice talent will share a story about how an entity attached itself to me, leaving me standing in a shower, in a trance, in my hotel room. Stay tuned. It had never occurred to me that Treasure Island Hotel and Casino, located on the Strip in Las Vegas, would be a place for a haunting. I mean, it seems like all the other hotels in the area have had their share of suicide stories and hauntings, but this casino? I have stayed at Treasure Island several times over the past years, and nothing has ever spooked me there before. I guess there's always a first. Let's talk about this apparition that paid a visit to my room. Was it always hanging around this casino, this floor, this room, or did it follow me back with my husband the night before when I was on a haunted tour? A question I will always wonder about. It was August of 2016 when I was staying at Treasure Island. Having stayed here several times before, this would be my first haunt or encounter there. The day before my experience, my husband and I began our day in Las Vegas by first making our way down to see Zack Bagans' Haunted Museum, located just down the strip, a block beyond Pawn Stars and to the right. Because the museum was still under construction at that time, the best I could do to document my existence there was to photograph pictures from the outside, behind a tall fence. My curiosity about this haunted museum drew me right to it. It just so happens that it was when I arrived back home that I would soon discover that I had captured a large mist outside next to the building near the wall. Not a vent or humidity, it is speculated that what I captured was a manifestation of something that resided inside the building. It was also speculated that this side of the building was where two young girls who in their teens crawled into a lower window that led down into the basement. This is the same location where I captured the mist, near a window located next or just above the ground. There they would discover blood and a satanic circle drawn on the floor. It would be my discovery that this large mist, captured by my digital camera in broad daylight around 2 o'clock p.m., would be evidence that this museum had held a captive audience, both inside and outside of the building. With construction workers entering from the other side, I had wondered to this day if the entities were outside having their own smoke break from them. No pun, of course, intended. As we left this location, we went on to a ghost hunt that very evening that brought us to Good Springs, Nevada. This bright full moon evening was perfect for manifestations. My being on this haunted tour once before would bring me a new experience. The witnessing of a young tour guide who fainted inside a stone building after we provoked a powerful negative energy. My experience in leaving this location would find myself feeling weak and sick, not from the gal fainting, but from one or more attachments that drew themselves to me. Something my angel and cross necklace had tried to keep off, and something my small flashlight light had warned me about because the battery had died when it was never a used flashlight to begin with. Back to Treasure Island. I do not recall when I took my necklace off from around my neck, but the next day it became clear to me that something had been waiting for me to do so. As I was taking a shower, I found myself immobilized into a trance-like state, standing helplessly and paralyzed. With the water pulsing and splashing against my face, I stood in the shower for nearly 20 minutes when my husband entered the room to check on me. One might debate that it was the pulses of water against my face that relaxed my body. However, as he walked into the bathroom, I felt a strong rush of icy cold sensation crawl up my body from my feet departing out through my head. It was at this point that I turned to him and said, "How long have I been standing here?" He responded, "Long enough." I have never experienced being in a trance-like state before, but the feeling of having something inside of me makes me wonder who or what it was. Was this its original home? Was the room a place of suicide? Or did something simply follow me from the haunted tour the night before? Or, better yet, did something haunt me because I was at Zack Bagans Haunted Museum, and they noticed me as much as I noticed them. Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 3 of the podcast known as Ghosts in the News. This segment will be reported by a voice talent who will share with us an interesting ghost sighting witnessed by everyday people around the globe. Stay tuned.
Welcome, everyone, to segment 3 called Ghost in the News. What ghostly ghouls are lurking in your area? In a news article as reported by Mirror News, dated May 2017, takes us to El Cayel, Peru, where a blue-eyed doll named Sarita wanders the house at night, knocks over things, causes weird sounds, creates odd lights in the house, and scratches the children of the household while they sleep. The article entitled "Possessed Blue-Eyed Doll Wanders House at Night and Scratches Children as They Sleep, His Family's Living Nightmare," references the Nunez family, saying creepy blonde doll Sarita is causing paranormal activities to occur, awakening the spirit of a family member who killed herself years ago. The strange event started 7 years ago when the nephew of Mom Yvonne gave her the blonde blue-eyed doll dubbed the Peruvian Annabelle. Yvonne and her 3 children claim during the night they leave the doll in a corner of a room, but in the morning she has moved to the table or can be found sitting on the furniture. Claims of hearing strange noises in the middle of the night, like knocking on the door or the wardrobe 3 times, often finds no one there. The angel expert said she felt an evil presence inside the doll that wants to hurt the family. She did a cleansing ritual to protect the house, to make spirits depart, while also leaving 7 candles in the living room. And that is our ghostly moment in the news.
Let's take a break. When we return, we will move into segment 4 entitled Maynard and Mildred. Stay tuned.
Hello, Maynard. What's the matter? Haven't seen a ghost today? Maynard, science can't explain everything. Maynard, just because you can't see me doesn't mean I'm not here.
I just love riding my bike around the neighborhood on a beautiful summer day.
Hello, Maynard.
Holy crap, Mildred. What are you doing here? I'm out for a bike ride on my new X bike I got for my birthday.
Ooh, and I like the additional wheels. What are they? Training wheels?
They aren't training wheels. It's just a regular 2-wheeled bike.
Maynard, what color is your bike?
Can't you tell?
Not really. It's all covered with mud.
Mildred, this is the best bike in the whole world. You can use it for climbing, racing, and on the road. I'm a mean riding machine.
Oh, brother. Maynard, let me sit with you so you can drive me around to see the sights.
Okay, but you'll have to sit on the handlebars and be still. Wait, no. What am I saying?
Maynard, are we going up that really long hill?
Yes. We have to go up the hill so I can race down it. It's called Dead Man's Slope. We're almost at the top.
Ooh, looks really steep, Maynard. Are you sure you want to go down it?
Of course. I'm going to conquer Dead Man's Slope. Here I go!
I bet we could go even faster if I pushed you.
That's way too fast, Mildred! I'm out of control!
Slow down, Maynard!
Look out below! Get out of the way!
Wow, that was a close one. That guy should have known better than to wash his car on Dead Man's Slope.
Yeah, he looked really scared.
Yes, I know. I like the way his wash pail flew into the air and landed right on top of his head.
he looked like a nice man.
Probably was a nice man. He'll probably need to wash his pants instead of his car.
Slow this thing down, Mildred. Sorry about that.
Whew, Maynard, I think I'm going to take off. Have fun stopping your bike on Dead Man Slope. I hope that man can figure out how to remove that tail from his head. And I liked your alarm system. Makes you appear like a really tough dude. Maybe next time we can go to the museum. Okay, Maynard?
Let's take our final break. When we come back, we will hear segment 5 entitled
Life Beyond Death,
as narrated by a voice talent who will take us to an alleged haunted location to explore the mysteries of one or more energies that are still
hanging around.
Stay tuned.
Just when you think you're safe from the world around you, you suddenly realize that no matter where you go, you are not alone. Welcome to Life Beyond Death. I stay at the Wynn Encore Casino and Hotel regularly. My ghostly experience there occurred late November 2015. I don't think you can go anywhere in the Las Vegas area and not experience a ghostly moment. New or old building doesn't matter. Most people are usually too drunk to notice hauntings that may be around them. There is a lot of truth about being nearly asleep when ghostly moments occur. From what I recall, I was almost asleep in my Wynn room, first of 3 evenings, when something startled me. My room was located on the 60th-something floor near an elevator. Any sounds heard were usually passed off as outside hallway noises. I had heard a sound and decided to get up and look out the window. As I looked out, I noticed a bright moon. I thought it looked intriguing. It was probably 12:30 a.m. when I lied down to go to sleep. Lights off. Within 15 minutes, almost asleep, I had heard 2 knocks directly behind my head on my wall. Thank God it wasn't 3 knocks or I would have been out of there. Indicates a demonic presence. It just so happens that my bathroom was directly behind my bedroom wall where the toilet resided. Ghosts like water sources. Where did these knocks come from? Who was knocking on my wall? No clue. As I leaned over to attempt to turn on my lights, which was on a keypad, I discovered nothing was working. Sitting up nervously in a pitch-dark room by myself, not able to get a light source to turn on, was a little nerve-wracking. Something felt odd in this room, I no sooner than got the lights on that the lights underneath my vanity dresser, near my bed, started flickering. On, off. On, off. A smooth motion, not quick flicker. Flickering usually indicates an electrical issue. Smooth movement of on, off, usually indicates a ghostly presence. After seeing that, I knew I wasn't alone in my room. Something either followed me to my room, died in this room, or somewhere on this floor. The ghost had its fun with me for about 20 minutes, and then left. It did not return the next two nights, and the lights functioned properly without issue. Not all who commit murder or suicide are reported in the newspapers in Las Vegas. I would be curious to learn if someone committed suicide in my room, on that floor, or in the building in general, or simply followed me from somewhere into my room. What earthbound experience might you encounter before you realize that there may be life beyond death?
Thank you for joining us this evening. Dr. Schutz welcomes your emails and paranormal stories. Visit her website at www.paranormaluniversalpress.com for contact information, or go to amazon.com to view her books, searching under Paranormal Encounters. Subscribe to this program by clicking on the link on her podcast page to follow upcoming episodes. Thanks for listening. Take care, and until next time, be careful what you wish for. The script, vocal talent, and music compositions in this podcast program are copyrighted. As a disclaimer, this podcast episode or parts thereof may not be reproduced, reposted, or transmitted in any form without the express permission from the producer and company, Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Any opinion or claim made in any podcast episode by the host or guest does not necessarily represent the viewpoints of Paranormal Universal Press, LLC. Properties mentioned in any podcast are publicly known to be haunted or have been discovered to have unexplained occurrences. If you are a ghost seeker, please take precautions and respect people's properties by not trespassing. Thank you.